All right, so let's get into it. Today we're doing a deep dive into something called user intent, which is basically just figuring out the real reason you're searching for something online. And for this, we're looking at some really smart strategies from a source called the Marketing Tutor.
That's right. And our mission today is to really focus on the big benefits, especially for those times when you need something, you know, right around the corner.
So let's just break it down simply. User intent. It's the why behind what you type in that search box.
Exactly. It's the reason.
And the Marketing Tutor says there are, what, about 5 different types?
There are, yeah. But the one we really want to zoom in on today is local intent.
Local intent. So that's when I'm looking for something near me.
That's the one. It's when you search for something like running shoes store near me.
Okay.
You're not just browsing. You want to actually go to a place.
Right. So it's not like informational intent where I'm just learning about what shoes are best.
Exactly. Or even transactional where you just want to buy them online. This is different. This is about a physical destination.
Okay. So why should a business really care so much about this?
Oh, that's a huge deal. It all comes down to making your experience as the customer much, much better.
And how does that happen?
Well, the Marketing Tutor points to a few major benefits. The very first one is trust and loyalty.
Okay, trust.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. If you search for that store and the website gives you the right answer, like instantly.
You start to trust them.
You do.
Yeah.
Because they were fast and they were accurate and you're much more likely to come back.
And I've got to assume that trust leads directly to, well, more sales.
Absolutely. That's the second big benefit, better sales. When the content on the website perfectly lines up with what you're looking for,
you're just more likely to buy it.
Of course. And the site can even give you these personalized recommendations like, hey, you looked at these shoes, maybe you need these special socks. It just makes the whole process smoother.
I see. So there's trust, there are better sales. Is there another piece to this?
There is. And it's a big one. It's simply better visibility.
So just showing up higher in the search results in the first place.
Mm-hmm. When your website is the best answer for shoes near me, search engines notice that. They push you to the top, which means more people find you. It's a really positive cycle.
You know, the Marketing Tutor also mentioned something called social proof. We all know that means customer reviews, basically.
It does. But they suggest a really clever way to use them here. It's a bit more nuanced.
Go on.
For local intent, it's not enough to just show any random review. The source says you should dynamically show reviews from people who visited the specific store you're looking at.
Oh, that makes sense. So if I'm looking at the shop on Main Street, I see reviews from people who actually went to the shop on Main Street.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Or testimonials that talk about how easy the local pickup was. It gives you that local confidence.
It makes the whole thing feel more real and, you know, validated.
So to kind of sum this all up, the big takeaway is that it all comes down to understanding the difference. Knowing the difference between when you're just searching to learn something and when you're actually searching to buy something.
Especially when you want to buy it nearby.
That's the key. That's local intent. And when a website gets that right, you, the customer, feel understood.
And valued.
And valued, yes.
So here's a final thought for you to chew on. If a website is smart enough, using these strategies from the Marketing Tutor, to know you want those running shoes from a store near you right now. Imagine how much better the shopping experience will get when these systems can actually anticipate what you'll need next season. And maybe, you know, they'll let you know when it's in stock at your favorite local spot before you even think to search for it.